West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, despite the rain and cold Saturday morning, there was still a good turnout for Carroll County's Veterans Day ceremony hosted by the Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park Association.
Where would we be without the veterans? I tell you what, we may be speaking another language. We may not have any freedoms. I see people sometimes talk about all the problems we have in our country and people that want to say that we have a great divide, and we may do it, but I think we have more in common than we do against each other. And I'm kind of like Merle Haggard when he sang the song, "When you go to knocking my country house, you're getting on the fighting side of me."
Carroll County Sheriff Terry Langley, the guest speaker for Saturday's event.
In the history of our country, 247 years and counting, thankfully we have always had those Americans who were willing to sacrifice and serve our country. To defend freedom, for the veteran today, we say thank you. Those that protest today could not protest without the veterans. Those today that disagree with America could not have the freedom to disagree if it hadn't been for the veteran sacrificing and keeping freedom for us.
And if you missed Saturday's ceremony, you can find the full video on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. The Carroll County Board of Education will be a full board again with the swearing-in of new board member LaWanna Knight later this evening. Last month, board members selected the retired educator to complete the unexpired term of Clayton Kerbo, who passed away in August at the age of 46. Her term will end on December 31st, 2024. Knight had retired in May of 2022 after 30 years as an employee of the Carroll County Schools District. Well, both Carroll and Harrelson counties were labeled to be experiencing moderate drought conditions prior to this weekend's rain, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. It is unlikely that the rain we received over the last few days will change the conditions that much. Moderate drought conditions suggest that crops are vulnerable, soil moisture is low, gardens and lawns require more water, stream and pond levels are lower, water temperatures increase, and tree stress begins. Something worth keeping an eye on over the next couple of weeks. And the Bremen Police Department is currently accepting Shop with a Cop applications for the 2023 holiday season. They'll be doing that through December the 1st. You need proof of residence, must be a resident of Harrelson County, and applications are available for children newborn to 12 years old. Applications can be picked up and dropped off weekdays at the Bremen Police Department. In the News Talk 1330, FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.